In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Please sit, it's fine. We're moving up in only about a month. We're coming into Lent. And as we all know, Lent is the time for repentance. But the call to repentance starts much earlier than the first day of Lent. It actually starts way back at Theophany. And there's a thread, if you will, that runs through all the gospel readings from Theophany all the way to Meet Fair Sunday, the thread of repentance. If we go back to Theophany, we think of St. John the Baptist. And St. John, with his baptizing in the Jordan, what's he calling people to do? To repent. Repent. And then they would be baptized for the remission of their sins. The next Sunday, right after Theophany, the Lord is starting his mission in the world. And what does he say at the end of that gospel we read that Sunday? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Then we come to last Sunday, the Sunday of the blind man. And the blind man shows us a way and how we should repent, because maybe we're not sure. Like, how do I do this? How do I repent? I feel bad for what I did. Am I repenting? You know, have I stopped? I can't seem to stop what I'm doing. You know, what he does, the blind man, he doesn't see Jesus, but he knows he's there. And he says, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." This is how we repent. We call upon the name of God. Even though we cannot see him, we call from our heart, "Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me." Just like the blind man. Just like him. And then we come to this Sunday. We have the Canaanite woman. What does she do? She calls out unto the Lord, "Have mercy on me, O Son of David, have mercy on me." And we know from the reading that she does it over and over and over again until the Lord finally gives up and says, "Okay." So we are to keep calling upon the Lord. Maybe even we keep sinning and we're trying to stop and we're trying to repent. But we keep in our heart, out of our heart, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me." Have mercy over and over. And then we come to next Sunday's gospel reading. Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is up in the tree and he actually sees the Lord. And the Lord comes to him, showing us that if we keep calling out and if we keep looking and trying to come to God, come to the Lord Jesus, and we keep calling upon his name, he will come to us. And of course, he goes to Zacchaeus' house. And what does Zacchaeus do? He shows us the other part of repentance. One is the call upon God and trying to, you know, see what we are. But saying Zacchaeus, the rich man, that tax collector that everybody hated, because he stole from the poor and from the widows and everybody else, he gives his money back out to the people. He makes amends, if you will. He goes out and he gives out of himself true repentance. He sort of steps out and showing us, not only do we just have to call upon the name of God, but we actually have to step out of ourselves and somehow make amends. Help other people. How can we acquire virtue acquire virtue. Maybe if it's just in forgiveness, maybe if it's just in long suffering, something that we step out of our own self, and through this we are repenting, we're making that amend. The next Sunday after Zacchaeus, actually when we really start the Lenten Triodion, it's the publican and the Pharisee. And that publican, tax collector, just like Zacchaeus, maybe it was Zacchaeus, he's in the temple, and what's he doing? Oh, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Again, reminding us, not only we reach out, but in our heart, we call upon the name of God. The next Sunday after that, we come to the Sunday of the Last Judgment. Have we repented? Have we repented? By the time of the Last Judgment, it's too late. Even if we look at the Last Judgment and have fear, maybe that fear a little bit will move something inside us now. Repent for those sins that we've done. So let us enter into this time of repentance. It started. We're being called every Sunday. It's calling us to it, but yet at the same time telling us this is what we should do. We call upon the name of God. We at the same time reach out to people around us to try to make amends for our sins. Looking for those ways. The gospel reading for on that Sunday of the Last Judgment, the Lord says that he's separating the sheep and the goats. But remember that in there, it's a great reading from Matthew, where he says those that are saved are those that went out and visited me when I was sick, went to me when I was in prison. Clothed me when I was naked. So, work this in to our lives. Start to enter in to this time. And if we do this, and we move a little ways into the, we can, in our own heart, with our own mouth, we can say just like St. Paul said today in the very epistle reading that we had from Timothy. And this is what Paul says, and we should all say it ourselves and take it very much into heart. This saying is true and worthy of entire acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. But for this reason I obtain mercy, that in me, first Christ Jesus, might show forth all patience as an example for those who shall believe in him for the attainment of life everlasting. To the King of ages, who is immortal, invisible, and our only one God, be honor and glory forever. Amen.
Amen.